They say that language, I've been reading a little bit about language and the development of it, and they say that really without dance and music, it wouldn't have happened. Like, it was group movement that really kind of started language off. So think about that. Get your kids to dance while they're in school. It'll help them, their grades. Not only Mozart, have them dance to Mozart. How about that? Or should we take some questions? Any questions?
There's somebody here.
There's one, yeah, in the front. Right in the front.
So you don't lose your ideas. Do you keep a little recorder with you, or how do you keep your ideas?
Question is, how do you keep your ideas documented? Do you have a recorder or what?
I'm terrible. I very seldom have a recorder with me. I often have little scraps of paper, though, and some writing utensil, and I scribble things down, and I stick them in my pockets and, you know, my fiddle case and stuff, and then eventually I find them again, and I gather them all together, and I put them in a folder, and then...
You're like me, you get that big, it gets really fat, and you keep ignoring it until...
Yeah, it gets really, the folder gets really fat, and you ignore it, and then eventually... used to be between Christmas and New Year's, I'd have this incredible week of total silence. You know, nobody else in the house, I'd just have this space. And I would just pull out that folder and write songs. And that's when I got most stuff done. But now it's like everybody's discovered that week, and everybody wants a party every night.
Oh.
It's so hard, I have to go to parties. It's messing with my artistic development. What do you do, Tim?
Well, I got notebooks and scraps of paper, and I don't have anything to record with, actually, with me, usually, but if I feel like it's something that's worthwhile, it usually, actually, even if I lose the notes, sometimes the best stuff will just, I won't forget it, see? That's a good clue that it's something worth working on. I won't let you alone. And that's the other thing, like, if you get to a point with a song and you go, I don't know how to finish this, you know? If you put it away and you don't think about it, you probably won't finish it. But if you put it away and you keep thinking about it, then you probably want to go back to it. So that's what happens with me. But yeah, I usually have notebooks. I don't have a notebook with me right now, but I usually have one, and I write everything in there. Everything that comes to mind, including, you know, phone numbers and everything. So it's kind of, then I go through them and I tear out the little song ideas, and sometimes I tear them up, but sometimes I save them. But I say, you know, if you write songs, you know, really important thing is to have a place where you keep all that stuff, and so that you can find it, and you can sort of check your progress. Like, people ask for songs, and I go, I don't have any songs. Of course I do, but I can't put my finger on it. So I go to what it is for me now is a computer file of lyrics. As you know, when I have a new song turn in, I turn it to the publisher. I have lyrics, so I write it out on the computer, and then I have it there, and then I can go back and look at what I've got. And, you know, it's also good for you just to figure out how you've been doing and what's good and what's not good, and maybe you go back to it and you say, oh, this one has potential, but it's not finished, or this one's great, that kind of thing. Any more questions? That was a terrible answer. There's one right in the front, too. Yes, this is the question was, is it cheating to have a guitar with 8 strings? And it really is. And I'm sorry you noticed that. This is a bazooki or a bazaar, a guitar bazooki kind of combo. And thank you. There's a question there.
Ooh, this is the question. This is the classic question. What comes first? The tune or the lyrics?
Tim? I was thinking about that too today when I was walking around Tyson's Chicken. Which comes first, the chickens or the eggs? But the that's a good question. What comes first? I think it happens both ways, and it happens at the same time. And when it happens at the same time, that's my favorite. But then it's, you know, easier.
Less work,
less time expended, more money. More money left over, I guess. I think it comes every which way. Sometimes the lyrics will actually suggest a melody, because when you say things, if you listen to somebody, a great MC, like, well, like, John Jackson, is that the guy that's the blues singer? You could sing harmony to his MC work. You could sing a melody. You could write a song on the melodies that he used when he's just talking in between songs. And so there, and there's also rhythms in the melody, and there's rhythms in the words because certain words have accents here and not there, that kind of thing. So sometimes that happens, but the words, I find it easier to get to a song through the words than through the melody, but I think sometimes they're better if you start with a melody. That's my own personal opinion.
I also find it easier to start with the lyrics, but I also think that sometimes it's better to start with the melody. But most of the time I don't. I sometimes will just get a lyric idea and I'll just like hum some tune that I don't think is gonna be it, just to give it a framework to, you know, a rhythm for the words. And then I've gotten to, like, I can have all the lyrics written and then I throw out the melody completely and start over, like change it from a waltz into a two-step or something. I mean, because I just figure a song's not done until it's done and everything's changeable. And so that's what I do.
What's the song? Can you give us an example of a song that went from a two to three, or a three to two, or two to six, or Bingo?
Yeah.
Give a hand to the band over there, it's not really good. Here's that. I want to buy their record.
Play with a lighter.
Oh, it's a string.
Oh, it's a string.
I already bought their record.
Okay, Tim, you might remember this, actually, because this is a very old song of mine, and Tim produced my first solo album, and yeah, and it. I had too many waltzes on the album, and this song was a waltz, and it wasn't really a very good waltz, I didn't think. But I'd written the lyrics sort of because I was traveling through Texas, and it was a beautiful April day, and there were bluebonnets everywhere, and I was pretending, I was sort of bragging about my ability to write songs about anything, so I was in the back seat of this car and wrote this song about bluebonnets, and it started out with a melody that really has nothing to do, I think, with the lyric, but except it worked, sort of, not very well. It goes.